Well, 6 years ago, 6 years ago, when I first started doing Cues from the Pews, I was toying around with different names, and one of the names that I jotted down was Thinking Biblically. That's really what Cues from the Pews is. It's all about thinking, right? It's thinking about the things that have come up in your life, which is great. We get to think about your questions, which are things that, you know, you've run up against as followers of Jesus in the real world. That's great. And I love to be able to talk about these things. You know, it strikes me that there are some churches that, you know, would rather keep their pulpits for polite things and platitudinous sort of ideas. And yet, if we agree that all things fall underneath of Jesus' sovereignty, it strikes me that we need to talk about all things in light of Jesus' sovereignty. And so that's what we do in Cues from the Pews. We think about things in light of who Jesus is. It's not just thinking, though. It's thinking biblically. We go to the Bible to see what God says about this or that topic. And I love being able to answer your questions, but I also hope that as we do this, you're able to see, wait, I can do this too. You know, anytime a question comes up, you go, you take your question, you go to the Bible, think about what it is that God has said about it, and then live in light of it. That's what being a Christian is in the real world, and that's what we do in Cues from the Pew. So that's what we're going to do this summer. We are going to think biblically about these things. I admit, not as catchy as Cues from the Pew, so we're going to stick with that one. But that's what we're doing. We're thinking biblically. And the first cue from the pew that we are going to think biblically about is this. WWJP, what would Jesus post? That's what I'm calling it. Here's the question as it came in. During COVID, I saw a lot of anger and conflict online. And it got me thinking, how should Christians use social media? Should Christians use social media? How would Jesus use stuff like Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest? And how should his followers? Those are great questions, right? Should Christians use social media? How would Jesus use them? How should Jesus' followers use social media? Those are good questions and important ones too. Something like 70% of North Americans use social media. 80%+ of teenagers use one or more. I think the number of around for people over 65 is around 45%. Right now, but if you go between 50 and 65, it goes up to like 70 again. The influence that social media have on our lives are enormous. The influence is enormous. And there are people every day who are online trying to exert influence on you, influencers, right? And it's wild how if they gather enough followers and enough momentum, they can make any idea true, no matter its relation to reality. If enough people support them, they can make something seem true. So we need to think about this. How do we as believers dig into these social media like Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok for that matter? The place that I think we need to start is this. Should Christians use social media? And it strikes me that the fact that I use Facebook for our reading plan kind of shows my hand. You can probably guess where I come down. But I do have some pretty serious reservations about some social media in particular, especially ones that are very image-heavy, Instagram, TikTok, YouHoob, that's a new one, YouHoob, Pinterest. Because in my mind, any social media can lead us to very easily break like at least three of the Ten Commandments. And admittedly, the Ten Commandments, we don't, you know, as we said 2 weeks ago, we don't earn God's favor by keeping commandments. But at the same time, the Ten Commandments are a pretty basic guideline of what it looks to live a godly life. And it strikes me that social media can pretty easily prompt us to break at least three of them. One, have no other gods but God, right? Like, who's at the center of social media? It's me. right? It's all about me. It's all about who I am. It's all about what I've done. It's all about the impressive antics and travels and things that I've gotten up to in the last little while. A lot of media, social media, are about showing how good I am. And doing that over and over again starts to put you in the middle of your world. It starts to push God off of the throne of your life. If you are constantly posting about yourself, promoting yourself, drawing attention of ourselves, it's easy to dethrone God. Admittedly, we skew a little bit older here, so I don't think that's as much of an issue in our congregation. But the temptation to exalt ourselves is real. I confess feeling this sense of, okay, I've posted notes on Facebook. I got to see if somebody has said, yes, they like this, or yes, this is approval, right? Seeking this approval that really only should come from God alone. And sadly, the destructive outcomes of what happens when you really buy into that kind of life are destructive. We've seen them. You try to be God, and yet all of a sudden you find yourself hounding for or longing for the approval of others. Helpguide.org is a major mental health website that says multiple studies have found a strong link between heavy social media use and increased risk for depression, anxiety, loneliness, self-harm. Facebook's own research has shown that Instagram made 32% of teen girls feel bad about their bodies and exacerbated eating disorders for another 17%, right? You start feeling inadequate. You start feeling like you need to compare yourself to other people. You start having this FOMO, right? Fear of missing out and get caught in the need for approval. This is what happens when you push God off of the throne of your life and try to be God yourself. You crumble under the weight of expectations. So as Christians, I think we do need to be careful about having no God but God in our social media use. I also think we need to be careful about covetousness and greed, right? Thou shalt not want your neighbor's stuff. I think it's very easy to sort of mindlessly scroll through some site and say, oh, well, that's nice. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that. And after a while, you start to appreciate what you have less and become less thankful for the things that you have. Comparing ourselves to what other people have, we forget to say thank you for the daily bread that God has provided, right? Partway through my preparation for today, I discovered that there actually is a book called What Would Jesus Post? You can get the ebook on Amazon fairly inexpensively, and I do recommend it. The author says, the act of constantly fueling our desires has consequences for our inner peace. Before we realize it, our own worlds come to seem exceedingly small, and our possessions can seem woefully inadequate. Social media presents a never-ending list of Joneses to keep up with. And then he points out that, while the world around that might not think that's a big deal, it is a big deal. He says, as understandable as these feelings are, they're also sin, like big sin. God specifically tells us not to covet things, not to want more than what he has given us. And so when we use social media, we need to be aware of that. Along those lines, too, we need to be aware of what we're looking at. The command is, like, thou shalt not commit adultery, right? And then Jesus says, if you look at a person with adultery, with lust in your eye, then you've committed adultery already. There are no shortage of people online who are freely presenting their bodies online to be looked at. And so we need to be very careful about what kind of things we're seeing in our social media use. There's a pastor, Paul David Tripp, who says, what are you exposing your heart to? How do you keep your thoughts pure? What is it that you expose not just your physical eyes, but the eyes of your heart to? This tool can be enormously beneficial for good. It is also a powerful tool of sin and temptation, and we need to be honest about that. I remember when I was teaching at Laurier years ago, we were talking about hypersexualization in media, and you know, I was presenting that as a problem, and this girl says, you know, I think that if you've got it, you should flaunt it. And I don't got it, but I would say, if somebody is flaunting themselves online, don't go there, right? Don't go there. If we're going to use social media, we need to steer clear of the stuff that tempts. We need to fix our eyes on what is good and pure. So, social media can tempt us to have other gods from God. It can tempt us into covetousness. It can tempt us into lust. At the same time, as Paul David Tripp says, social media can be enormously beneficial for good. It can allow us to reach out and connect with others, build relationships with other people, advance causes. We need to be careful as Christians about what we are exposing ourselves to. But I do think we should resist throwing out the baby with the bathwater. If we go into it with clear eyes, if we go it intentionally, keeping God at the center of it, then I think that we can, if we want, make legitimate use of social media, just like any other medium, right? Television does the same thing. Newspapers do the same thing. So, let's see. Should Christians use social media if we are thinking clearly about it and intentionally being pure and thoughtful and godlike? Sure, make use of social media. Next question. How would Jesus use TikTok or Twitter? I don't know. That gets into the realm of speculation. I just really have no idea if Jesus would post like cat memes and pictures of his family. I can imagine there's a few times with his disciples when he would have used the Jean-Luc Picard Star Trek facepalm. You know that meme? I put it on our Facebook this morning so that if you didn't recognize it, you'd see it. It's Jean-Luc Picard going, oh man. I can picture Jesus doing that so many times with his disciples. Jesus be like, I guess you gotta be younger to understand that. So look, I don't know what Jesus would do on social media. I don't know what he would post. I don't know what he would post, but I can make some guesses about how he would post. And I think we can develop some biblical principles about how he would post, and so how we ought to post too. So let me give you three. As we follow Jesus and use social media, I think that we should use social media to glorify God and not ourselves. Use social media to glorify God, not self. We've already talked about how easy it is to show off how good you are, how impressive you are, how many abs you've got. But really, for Christians, that's for Dan. Really, as Christians, if we are using social media, we want to be using it to show off how good God is. Right? Psalm 115 verse 1 should really be our attitude here. Not to us, O Lord, but to you be the glory for your love and faithfulness. God is loving, he is faithful and good, and so it ought to be our goal to promote who he is. The command to have no other God but God applies online just as much as it does in our own lives. And so it's important for us to use social media in a way that honors the God who is loving and faithful. Now, does that mean that your Facebook wall should be all Bible quotes all day? I guess you could do that. But do you go around in your life spouting all Bible quotes all day? I don't think so. Do you go around living out those verses day by day? I hope so. And so I really think that the way that you present yourself and the way that you present reality on your social media ought to be an extension of the way that you honor God in the real world. It seems to me that a believer's online presence should really just be a reflection of who they are in real life. There's actually a book called Social Media for Missions They say the best way for God's people to share is to simply be themselves and allow their friends a window through which to view their relationship with Christ. Be authentic, yet conspicuously spiritual. Our use of Facebook and other social platforms should flow from a vibrant relationship with Christ. And I would add to that, let your social media reflect both the good and the bad, right? Like, I saw a study today where somebody reflected, not today, I saw in my preparations, a guy said, look, about 25% of what I post online is true. About 25% of who I am online is accurate to who I am in the real world. Allow your social media to reflect 100% of who you are. Struggles, God's faithfulness, use it that way. So resist the temptation to show off and use social media to glorify God instead than self, rather than self. Second, use social media to build up rather than to tear down. One of the problems with social media, I think, is that we do things online that we would never do in real life. Right? It's like the moment we're sitting in front of a keyboard, it's like civility goes out the window. The respect and just humanity that we would demonstrate to one another seems to fall away when people start writing away. It's all too easy to fire off some smug, caustic comment or a sick burn on a Facebook page. But as followers of Jesus, we want to ask, well, wait, is that what Jesus would do? Is that how he would respond to people? Ephesians 4:31 says, if you're a follower of Jesus, get rid of all bitterness and rage and anger and brawling and slander. That applies online just as much as it does in real life. Just a few verses before, Ephesians 4:28, Paul says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only that which is helpful for building up according to others' needs, that it may benefit those who listen. It strikes me that we are going through a lot of passages of Scripture, and I've given you all of the references in the outline there. Yeah, I think we can apply this here and say, listen, get rid of anger, get rid of bitterness when you go online, get rid of slander, don't let any unwholesome posts flow from your fingers. Instead, use social media to build others up. And really, that's not a new idea. I mean, we are called as Christians to build others up, whether it's online or in real life, right? Romans 14:19, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification. Romans 15:2, each of us ought to please his neighbor for his good to build him up. Philippians 2, think not only of your own interests, but also to the interests of others, right? This is a basic tenet of being a believer. Build others up. Carry that online. So use social media to build up rather than tear down. And finally, use social media to speak truth rather than speculation. during COVID, we learned how useful social media can be in staying connected and reaching out to other people. But we also discovered how fertile social media can be for producing conspiracy theories, right? Social media are the perfect soil for speculation because anybody can put forward an idea, and if enough people see that idea and agree with it, then it becomes true, whether it's true or not. And then people respond to it, either to defend it or to critique it, and drama ultimately happens, right? Social media love drama. Fiery tweets get likes. Nuance does not. And yet, look at what the Bible says. 1 Timothy 6:20, turn away from godless chatter and the opposing of ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed in so doing have wandered from the faith. 1 Timothy 1:4, they devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies, which promote speculations rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith. 2 Timothy 2, avoid chatter, a godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Hebrews 13:9, do not be carried away by all sorts of strange teachings. Even while the Bible was being written, people were promoting false ideas. And what does God say? Don't go there. Just leave it. Don't get involved. Don't engage in speculation, but major in the truth. This is God's word to us. If something smacks of conspiracy or speculation, leave it. At the very least, check your sources. And if there is conflicting evidence or none at all, then I would say just walk away. Remain founded on the rock that is Jesus, who has said, if you hold to my teaching, you truly are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Every earthly power will fail. In the end, every conspiracy, true or not, will be revealed. God is the only one that's going to remain standing. Major in the truth. Does that mean that you should storm into speculation with the truth to set everybody right? Right? Like, listen, guys, I'm right and you are wrong, and here is why. I know that I'll be able to change your mind by leaving a snarky remark on your Facebook page. Has anybody ever changed your mind that way? I doubt it. One of the things that came up again and again in my reading is this: if there is something wrong that you can't help but address, do it privately. Or do it offline. The author of What Would Jesus Post is actually an attorney who specializes in online law, which was pretty cool to be able to see from his point of view, both the Christian perspective and this is how it works in the courtroom sort of thing. He says, listen, whatever the circumstances, any interaction we engage in through social media should ultimately be geared towards building other people up and strengthening our relationships with them, preferably relationships that take place at least partially in person. So we use social media as a tool for building genuine live relationships and not as a substitute for them. So as you use social media, avoid speculation and focus on the truth. Lots to think about. So should Christians use social media if you use it wisely? What does wise usage of social media look like? Glorify God rather than self. Build up rather than tearing down. Focus on the truth rather than speculation. Any closing thoughts here to help us? In my preparation, there was one more idea that came up again and again, and I think I'll close with this. It comes down to four words: think before you post. Social media are built to elicit knee-jerk reactions, right? If I like it, if I like it, I'll like it. If I don't like it, I'll fire off an angry tweet, a comment. As followers of Jesus, pray before you post. As Tom Rainer says, if I've learned anything about social media, I have learned that I'm not the smartest guy around. I need God's wisdom to communicate in such a way that brings honor and glory to him, which is why I need to begin with prayer. Proverbs 15:28 says, the heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. The New Living Translation, I think, brings it out even clearer. The heart of the godly person thinks carefully before speaking. The mouth of the wicked simply overflows with evil words. It strikes me that we would do well to apply James 1:19 as well online. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to become angry, and slow to post. What would Jesus post? Well, I don't know for sure. I do know how Jesus would post. He would post in a way that honored God rather than self. He would honor in a way that built up rather than tear down. He would post in a way that focuses on truth and rather than speculation. And I think that we would do well to do the same. So don't forget to like and subscribe. And let's pray. Father, we... Thank you. We're grateful for your word because it gives us a standard that we measure our lives, ourselves, our actions against. It helps us, your word helps us to understand how we ought to act in light of who you are in the world that we live in. God, I acknowledge that there are some caution points, to put it lightly, in social media. And there's a whole commercial dimension thrown into it too, where companies are actively trying to get our eyeballs on them. Lord, I pray that you will help us to steer away from the less than godly parts of social media, we'll put it this way. And I pray that we might make use of it for good. Lord, I pray that that you will work through what we post as people, in order to show authentic life lived in light of who you are. Lord, I pray that you would work through the stuff that we post as a church. The internet gives us an opportunity to reach people all over the world. And I know that you are working even on YouTube through what we preach, what we speak about. God, I pray that you will work through us, through social media, to draw people even to yourself, at least to ask questions. Lord, lead us in this and help us to be thoughtful, reflective, Christ-like in our use of social media. We pray these things in Jesus' name.